David, your thoughts on today's 1-1 draw here in Larne?
Hard fought point in the end. We were way short in the first half, in and out of possession. And again, we spoke about that at half time. Credit the players, we got a reaction in the second half. I thought we were better. We looked more physical. We looked more aggressive in the second half. And again, probably looked as if anybody was going to score, it was going to be us. I wish we had scored a little bit earlier, because we had a couple of little sort of half chances and small opportunities without having a golden opportunity. But again, you know, the players have put so much into the game, not only today but in recent weeks. Basically, the game this week where we played Wednesday against Coleraine, which took a lot out of us, especially the last 20-25 minutes, being down to 10 men and having near enough the majority of the players who played in that game participate and work hard today. You know, a lot of credit goes to the players again today.
That must be particularly pleasing, that there's only 2 days between Wednesday and today, and yet our second half performance, having played on Wednesday night in a big demanding game against Korean, you know, the energy levels in the second half after Wednesday were really excellent there today.
It looked as if maybe in the first half we hadn't quite got over the hard work that we had to put in. Bear in mind we were down to 90 minutes for the last half an hour in the game. As I say, the first half we were off it. But credit to players, again, when you're not at your best, somehow you need to find a way to get a goal, you need to find a way to get back into the game. And again, we emptied the bench with, you know, the three attacking players that we have, and it was probably unfortunate, maybe one or two of the other sort of forward players. But again, when it's not working and it hasn't worked, and we've not got the goal, it's important then what we have, the likes of Waterworth, Menzinga and Cooper to come on today, and say Andy coming on, doing Andy Waterworth things that he's done over a number of years here, and getting the team and the club a big goal again tonight.
Really positive substitutions. Shane Lavery's worked his socks off, you know, today, the other night, in fact all of March, you know, but you know, to be able to bring on Andy Waterworth for him to get that goal, it's a big goal in the context of our season, that, isn't it, today?
We'll see. Again, you know, you can sort of look at it sort of bittersweet at the minute after the game, where, you know, we desperately wanted to come down here and build on the 3 points what we got against Coleraine on Wednesday. But again, also in the understanding and in the back of your mind that you know, Larne are a very good side. They knock the ball about well. They've been in and around. They do have some of the other teams still to play before the split and in the split, including themselves. So, you know, they're still, you know, in and around, not only hunting league titles and European spots and whatever else. This is their first real season in and around, you know, the top end of the league. So, you know, probably all in all, when you look at it, probably a fair result then, a draw. Tierney may sort of differ slightly. I might differ slightly in some of my views, but again, we're coming away with a point, and we'll see how big it big the point becomes come the end of May.
A fair result indeed, I'd say. And having had a few defeats down here over the past year, it's nice to go away with a more positive feeling today, isn't it?
Yeah, well, I wouldn't say I'm overly positive. I'm not jumping out of my skin. I'm pleased that with the reaction that the players gave us in the second half. And again, I was asked this in the press last week about, you know, Linfield's record in Inver Park's really poor. And I think my response to that was, we'll have a look at the last 40-50 games to see how many times Linfield have actually lost at Inver Park, and then it might sort of, you might scratch your head and say, yeah, we lost a couple of games. And to be honest, apart from the league game last year, where we lost down here and we were well beat convincingly, the County Antrim game, there was changing moments after 6-7 minutes when we're down to 10 men, which altered the, you know, the tempo and everything else, and certainly the result of the game. And then the league game, when we're down here, I don't think we were at our best, but we certainly didn't deserve to lose the game that night with what the players put in. So for all those journos and everybody else saying, yeah, Linfield don't win an Inver Park, I'm thinking, just, yeah, I know it's a wee bit of a new Larne, but check the history books.
And after a plethora of Saturday, Tuesdays, Wednesday, Fridays, it's nice to have a week off to actually recover and try and get some of the injured boys back for a huge game at Windsor Park next Saturday versus Ballymena.
Yeah, it'll be a big game for us, of course. We lost to Ballymena there recently, so we've a decent record at home, and it's important, if we are going to go and keep winning games and winning league titles and whatever else, you need to make sure first and foremost you've got strong home form, which we do. So we'll need to maintain that record next week against the decent Ballymena side.
Here today, David, and all right. The best for Ballymena next week.
Cheers, Anthony.